Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ecclesiastes chapters 1 to 3. Manage time wisely by making the right choices. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 like this. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. The wisest man on this earth, King Solomon, who calls himself the preacher, has made a sincere attempt to explain that all our ceaseless labor in the pursuit of worldly happiness is in vain. Solomon was uniquely qualified to make this analysis since he had it all that every person dreams about, including unlimited wealth, power, fame, popularity, pleasure, wisdom, along with 1,000 wives and 300 concubines. In spite of everything that he enjoyed, he understood that he faced a limit in one crucial commodity, time. So the wisest man encourages us to use our time wisely by making right decisions every moment of every day. Let us understand that our times are in God's hand and that there is an appropriate time for each of our activities. The righteous Job knew this principle well, and it gave him strength in the midst of his trials. When we adopt this principle and apply it in our practical lives, we will be able to manage our time wisely by making the right choices every day. Usually we make choices that reflect the things we value the most. Let us value the things that are important to God and those that have eternal consequences. We should closely budget our available time on a daily basis, evaluate our priorities, manage our schedules, and reorganize our time well so that it accurately reflects our engagement in matters that are both urgent and important. In this manner, let us make good use of the time that God has given us on a daily basis. Here's a quote by Joan Baez that is appropriate in this context. You don't get to choose how you are going to die or when. You can only decide how you are going to live now. So let us join with Moses in prayer to God to give us a heart of wisdom in order to manage our time wisely every moment of every day. And this should be our prayer. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.